Matthew 27, 45 through 53. It'll come up on the screen, but I still just want to read it. I'm going to read it from English Standard Version. If you don't have that, you can follow the screen. Follow your word. You should have your word on you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You don't come to church without your word.
Yes, sir.
And the church got plenty of words, so you ought to be able to pull it out. Amen. All right. Matthew, the 27th chapter, verses 45 through 53. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Y'all still looking?
Yes.
Matthew, the 27th chapter, verses 45 through 53. Amen. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land and until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders hearing it said, this man is calling Elijah. And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink. But the other said, wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, this is the part. We touched on this a couple weeks ago, but I'm finally going to get to it, y'all. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two.
Yes, sir.
From top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split, and the tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, coming out of the tombs. After his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many.
Yes, sir.
And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. You may be seated. The power of a sacrificial witness. The power of a sacrificial witness. The power of a sacrificial witness. In keeping with the Lenten season, it is absolutely necessary that we follow Jesus through what he was dealing with on the cross. And it is necessary that when we look at how he suffered, that we don't gloss over the fact that a lot of things were going on as he was dying. Too many times we come to this season and we just kind of run through it.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Just, you know, we give people the wrong impression that Resurrection Sunday is the Super Bowl of the Christian faith. Let me go ahead and get it off my chest now, so I leave no doubt for anybody in this room.
Come on.
We do not build up to Resurrection Sunday. And this is what I mean. We don't build up in hopes that more people show up on one day. Matter of fact, it would show bad stewardship on our part as the people of God if all we did was build up to one day. Matter of fact, it would be even worse stewardship about our own witness if all we did was talk about Jesus leading up to Resurrection Sunday.
Yes, sir.
But here's the other reason why I put this out here. Because what Jesus did as sacrifice was far-reaching beyond even saving our souls. Look at the text. I know y'all seem like y'all little. Just stay with me. He's on the cross. He's declaring things from the cross. He's forgiven people, so to speak. You know, when, as he's suffering, he's asking God, forgive them for they don't know what they're doing.
Yes, sir.
He's on the cross and he's handling family business. Woman, behold your son. Faithful disciple, behold your mother.
Yes, sir.
He took care of business for his household because apparently he had trust issues with his brothers. But he also said some stuff that was seen to be just a little bit off. Looking up to heaven and saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Feeling the disconnect between his father and himself. He talked about his thirst. He talked about finally reaching the place where he had done all he could do. Asked God to receive what he did. And then it was over. But Matthew's account shows us something strange. There was some strange activity that started happening.
Yes, sir.
You see, here is the Savior of the world on the cross suffering, and suddenly, after he finally gave up everything he had, the temple got a bad upgrade. The curtain between the Holy of Holies and the inner sanctum of the temple was torn in two.
Yes, sir.
And then some bad environmental stuff started happening. There was an earthquake. Rocks were split. And then there was another thing that happened. The tombs, wait for it, gave up their dead.
My Lord.
And then before Matthew even explains the actual resurrection, he puts a footnote in there and says, well, not only did this happen when he died.
Yes, sir.
After he gets up, they all start going into the city. And they start showing themselves.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about anybody else, but I found that strange for the first time in my life, because we don't talk about all these things all the time.
Yes,
and I had to ask God a few questions. I said, now look, I've read this, but I've never paid attention to it. So you got to help me out. Help me understand why this is so important. Now notice, I'm not asking about Jesus' death anymore, because I know why that's important. I know why he suffered, bled, and died. I know all that.
Yes,
you know, I grew up a good Baptist boy. I know how to pull it and say in 3 days he got it. Yeah, look, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, God, why is this important?
Come on.
It's important because we need to recognize that Jesus was not only set up as a sacrifice for our soul, but his sacrifice was in that moment a witness.
Yes.
Teaching us how to navigate through life before the payoff. Y'all with me now. I got you. See, one of the worst, see, we shout at the end. We shout off of the promise. But we don't know how to make it through in the middle. And the reason we don't know how to make it through in the middle is because we don't like what the middle looks like. The middle is ugly. The middle exposes us. The middle lets us know that we don't have it as together as we think we do. The middle challenges our faith. The middle makes us question whether or not we can really get through this at all. The middle is where everybody lives, but nobody wants to deal with it. So he stands there, Jesus, for all these hours of suffering. And it's only after his sacrifice is complete that things begin to happen. And it didn't all happen just when he got up.
Yes, sir.
It happened as it ended. So you and I need to learn that our lives, God will position us to be a witness sacrificially.
Yes, sir.
No, he doesn't sacrifice us, but he positions us to make a decision whether we're going to live this thing out and forsake some stuff to be a witness for him, or are we going to what? Chump out. Jesus has already reached the end of this thing. There was no turning back. He's on the cross. And even after he was questioned on the cross by thieves, there was no turning back. They said, "You the Christ? Come down." He didn't come down. We sing the song, you shout out the song. He would not come down from the cross just to save himself. But he decided to die just to save me. Your witness has power.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
If you stop denying the witness.
Come on.
Your witness has power when you say, "I'm going to step to the forefront and just let God use this for his glory."
Yes.
But even in that willingness, you still need to know a few things so you can make it. So let me help you and I'm finished. To be a sacrificial witness, what are the things or the elements that are associated? First, you got to know how to trust God when you can't trace him. The previous part of the text says that he cried out, "My God,
yes,
my God, why have you forsaken me?"
Yes,
that's in the midst of knowing that everything about this was supposed to accomplish a purpose.
Yes, sir.
How many of you have ever gone through something and you just ask God, "Where are you?" Okay, come on, talk to me.
Yes, sir.
We came here to be honest tonight. Is that all right? Some of you right now have asked God, "Where are you?"
Yes, sir.
You dealing with stuff in this very moment. Ain't told nobody about. You ain't trying to tell nobody about. But as a prophet of God, I'm going to just pull it out. You dealing with stuff right now, asking God where he is, and he ain't saying nothing.
Yes, sir.
But let me speak a word into your life and let you know, no matter if God is speaking to you or not while you're going through it, you got to trust that the process is still going to work out.
Yes, sir.
Because he's the same God that blessed you before you had to go through it, and he's the same God that'll bless you on the other side of it. But guess what? He's the same God that no matter if you can trace him, he's blessing you right now while you're going through it.
Yeah.
If you're here right now and you haven't lost your mind, he's blessing you if you can't trace him.
Yes, sir.
If you're here right now and you know that everything is up against you and you don't know how you're going to make it, if you're standing or you're sitting in this space, he's blessing you right now. You need to know that no matter what he does or does not say, he said, "I will be with you always." You can ask the question. You can be challenging God. But guess what? God's still there. He'll let you ask the question. He'll let you cry sometime. He'll let you go through it. He'll let you deal with it. But guess what? He's still there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
"My God, why have you forsaken me?" And he still didn't take himself down. There's a reason for that. Because there's a second thing. When you are living out and understanding the power of your witness being sacrificial, you learn how to endure uninformed observations.
Oh.
Look at the text. when he said what he said. Now think about this. Now I want you to think about this. Let me try to be contextual. I'm not trying to be long. I'm trying to be tight. Let's be contextual. Jesus is speaking Aramaic. He's not speaking Greek. And he around other folk that speak Aramaic.
Preach that.
A few that speak Greek and a few that speak Latin. So what he said, the Aramaic speakers should have understood.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
But listen to what was said in the text. When he said what he said and he's going down for the last time, somebody in the crowd said, hold up.
Yes, come on.
Let's see if Elijah gonna show up.
My Lord.
Yeah.
You may be going through it, and there's a reason for it.
Come on.
But what you got going on around you are those that are watching. And in that crowd, there's always somebody who thinks they know, but know absolutely nothing.
My Lord.
So it's kind of like when you're working out like a vision for your business and your broke friends come around you and they try to tell you how to set up your business.
My Lord.
And they've been broke ever since you met them, and they still trying to tell you how to run what has been put in you.
My Lord.
It's like the individual that wants to give you fashion advice. And they don't know the difference between anything. It's like dealing with the person in church that will tell you to be silent while you shouting because God has shown up for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm back on your street. It's like being in church around the person that tries to tell you it don't take all that, and all that means it don't take all that shouting, it don't take all that dancing, it don't take all that giving. Hello. It don't take all that. And they don't have a clue as to what God has done in your life.
Yes, sir.
That has caused you to get into a place where you say, I can't give God enough.
Yes,
I can't shout enough.
Yes,
I can't dance enough. I can't sing enough. I can't lift up my hands enough.
Yes,
because of how God has kept me. And even while I'm going through this, you may be looking at me and saying, I can see that you're suffering, and I can see that you're going through, and why don't you just give up? But baby, the way that my faith is set up, I can't give up because I've come too far to stop now.
Yes,
Jesus did the same thing. I know I can't trace my Father, but I've come too far now to give up just because I can't trace him. I got to trust that this thing's going to work out. Is there anybody in here that's ever reached a point where it's like, this is the point of no return now? I can't turn back. I can't stop now. Can't stop. Won't stop. Can't stop. Won't stop. Will not stop. Got to keep moving. Got to keep pressing. Got to keep going. Because if you keep on going long enough.
Come on, shout.
So don't buy in to the uninformed hype.
Yes, sir.
As you're going through this capital campaign, do me a favor. This has not been asked by your pastor. He just told you. I ain't know. But do me a favor anyway. When folk are looking at you crazy, when you have decided to invest in kingdom building,
yes, sir.
And they try to tell you that you should be doing something else, look at them. Look at them almost like this. No, actually, point at them just like this. Make sure that you use your whole hand. Look at them straight in the eye and say, well, I know you got a critique about my faith, but when was the last time you gave God his for all he's done in your life? And if they begin to try to justify their actions before they begin to explain, let them know, if I ain't judging you, don't judge me. There's a reason why. And it's the third point. And some of y'all probably thought I forgot about something in the text. I didn't.
No, I know you did.
A sacrificial witness.
Come on.
Also has one last thing. They have the desire to complete the task.
Come on.
Amen.
There's a desire to complete the task.
Well.
But there's a reason why that desire to complete the task is important. Stay here. When he finished.
Come on.
Gave up. Goes.
Come on.
When he gave everything he had.
Yes,
and it was done.
Yes, sir.
Here's what happened. The curtain was torn. And the dead came out of their graves.
Well.
Don't shout yet. Jesus' witness tore down the division.
Come on.
Between us
and
the Holy of Holies.
Holy of Holies.
Hold on to it. Not yet.
Okay.
Come on. And then the dead were raised.
Yes, sir.
But here it is, and this is where Dr. Booth would call wiggle room.
Yes, sir.
The text says that the dead that were raised didn't enter into the city until after his resurrection.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand it, but it makes me think one of a couple things. Mm-hmm. One, they could have just been lying around for 3 days.
Oh, okay.
Right? And then when he got up, they got up.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Come on.
That's one way to look at it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Still worthy of a shout.
Yes, sir. Man.
But can I give you just one other potential thought?
Okay.
You come to our seminary class. This is our seminary TED talk tonight. I read the text, and it says, many of the bodies of the saints who have fallen asleep were raised. Right? Mm-hmm. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection. Wait. Coming out of the tombs. After his resurrection, they went into the city.
Yes.
So depending on how you read it, it could be that they got up, but they didn't show themselves.
Yes, sir.
Until the one that gave them the power.
Yes, sir.
Y'all missing it. See, here's the thing. He died that we might live. But nobody gonna believe it until he get up. So when you're going through your stuff, people are gonna look at you and somehow in the midst of your suffering, they're gonna find life. But they ain't gonna be able to talk about it.
Yes, sir.
Until you break through.
Yes, sir.
You still missed it because you would have ran out of here. While you're going through your stuff, you're not gonna see all the people that paid attention to how God blessed you.
Yes, sir.
And how God kept you.
Yes, sir.
And how God preserved you.
Yes, sir.
You don't know those people, but those people sound like this. I can't believe what he went through. I watched him suffer. I watched him go through, and he never lost his smile. He never lost his shout. He never lost his praise. He never lost his worship. He never lost any of that. And you know what? If he could go through it while I'm watching him suffer, then baby, I can get out of this too.
Yes, sir.
And guess what happens? There are people that are waiting on you. They're waiting on you. They're waiting on you to make it all the way through. And now we can shout. Because when you come out of this, God is going to bless you abundantly beyond your suffering. Because the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed. So you better shout now. I know you're going through it, but the glory is yet to come. You may be going through hell and high water, but the glory is still coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on.
So,
shout.
Don't get weary in well doing.
Yes.
For in due season,
yes, sir.
You will reap. If you faint not,
yes, sir.
Yes, right.
Don't quit because it seems hard. Keep on pushing because he's still going to do it. Jesus wasn't done at the cross, but folk had to get up because of the cross. But when he came out,
come on.
They entered into the city. You will not see who is being blessed by your witness. But one day, you're going to connect with those,
yes, sir,
that found their lives because of your witness. Don't give up. Don't quit.
Yes, sir.
Don't listen to the naysayer. Don't listen to what people try to tell you. Don't listen to how they don't know about your life.
Amen. Come on.
Keep going.